From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In yesterday's Fed meeting, Chair Yellen also took a moment to thrash Wells Fargo, calling its treatment of customers during the fake accounts scandal egregious and unacceptable. The bank has admitted that its employees created millions of fake accounts without customers' permission to meet aggressive sales goals. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on possible Fed action against Wells Fargo.
In testimony this summer on Capitol Hill, Janet Yellen said the Fed was prepared to take enforcement action against Wells Fargo if appropriate. At yesterday's press conference, Yellen said the Fed is trying to understand and address the root causes of Wells Fargo's problems.
We're committed to taking the actions we regard as necessary and appropriate to make sure that the right set of controls are in place in that organization.
Yellen wouldn't say what action the Fed might take or when. Columbia Law Professor John Coffey says the Fed could force Wells Fargo to remove its board of directors.
And I suspect that there may have been some negotiations. A number of people are stepping down. You never want to announce that the Fed demanded this.
In an emailed statement today, Wells Fargo said it's eliminated sales goals for retail bankers and is taking steps to make things right with its customers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.